Please come to order, although it's a little past 10:02. The chief clerk will call a roll.
Roll call for Monday, February the 28th. Anderson.
Here.
Almond.
Here.
Barrasso.
Here.
Boggs.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
DeCaria.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Job.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Mockler.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Peck.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Vacy.
Here.
Von Flaytern.
Here.
President Larson.
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Pastor Don Furchin this morning. Very happy to have you with us.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us this good state as our heritage and have charged us to be good stewards of it. Make us always remember your grace and generosity and constantly strive to do your will. Bless this state with honest industry, truthful education, compassion for those who are less fortunate, reverence for the environment and honorable way of life for all. Save us from violence, discord, carelessness, and confusion. Deliver us from pride and arrogance and from every evil course of action. Defend our liberties and give to these men and women who have been entrusted with the authority of government, the spirit of wisdom, that there might be justice and peace in this place. We commend these petitions to you, Almighty God, trusting in your mercy. Amen.
Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 25th, 2005, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Johnson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Our doctor for the day, don't see her here, but it's Dr. Edith Wilson from Cheyenne. And we have two nurses for today. I don't see them here either, Kay Hanks and Max Adkins of the Wyoming State Hospital in Evanston. The thought for the day, even if you are on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Senator Mockler.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
You may, Senator.
I think we all noticed during the Pledge of Allegiance, there was a bit of an echo. And that is because the second graders from Cole School, who are up in the balcony, along with their teacher, who was one of the Millikan Award winners this year, have come to the Capitol to watch us in action. So I hope the Senate will join me in welcoming them, and hope they have a great day up here at the Capitol.
Thank you for coming here to observe, and welcome to the Senate. Senator Cole.
May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may, Senator.
Thank you. I have with us today former Senator Irene Devon, who is my personal education consultant. I wish she'd have been here a couple months ago when I really needed her. She just stopped by to visit us today. The good senator from Laramie County over here is still trying to fill her shoes and hasn't quite got it done yet, but please welcome former Senator Irene Devon.
Well, I can't pass this. particular chance. Senator Devin, why don't you say a few words?
Mr. President, I thought I might be past that point on this floor, but I will tell you that it is a pleasure to come back. The true thing, and it's a very honest answer that I have missed, is the people. And it's so good to see so many of you today. Having said that, I have to confess I have really enjoyed the freedom. But I've been very glad that you've been here to carry on the good work. And since you were so close to the House on the budget this year, I'm sure the conference committee was really simple. Not much that you had to converge, but you know, you'd have those little twangs of empathy because you've been on those committees and you know what people are facing, but it is fun. I have enjoyed a great deal of my family. Grandkids are a lot of fun, and we've enjoyed traveling and have a couple more trips coming up, and my husband thinks it's kind of nice to have somebody around again. So all of those things are pluses, but I'm certainly glad you're here doing the good work, and I've heard good things, and it's just so good to see all of you.
Thank you, Senator Devin. Senator Hines, are you ready?
I am, Mr. President.
For the report on the concurrence request on Senate File 1, the reading clerk will read Senate File 1, concurrence. Conference Committee report, excuse me.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 1. General Government Appropriations. Signing for the House, Representatives Flip, Harshman, Jones, Simpson, and Warren. Signing for the Senate, Senators Hines, Anderson, Cole, Schiffer, and Vasey.
Mr. President,
Senator Hines,
I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report and urge you to vote yes after a short explanation. I just wanted to bring my chart out again, and I'm happy to report with this budget we are not in the red. We still have that thin green or gray line there with some money in the budget reserve and the general fund. And the green is still all there, but we did take the lawnmower to part of it and kind of cut it around and moved it a little bit. But the basic result, I think, is close to what we hoped we could come out with here in the Senate. You have been passed out three or four different papers this morning that affects this report. We will mainly use what we call our cheat sheet, the long, narrow one, and then the report, so we can go into that and see the where we deleted it and amended it. With that, Mr. President, I'll go over it briefly, and then the rest of the committee will help me in explaining parts that you have more questions on. First, we'll start out with the first section on our cheat sheet, are the identical amendments. I won't spend any time on those. I believe they were all word for word. If you do have some questions, we can go back to that later. When we get into section 2, these are the ones that we either adopted the House position or the Senate position, and then there are also some that we deleted and further amended to get in between our two positions. Like I said, we tried to work on the theory that politics is the art of compromising, and this was a committee that we needed to compromise. We had to keep reminding ourselves of that as we went along, but we did do it, and we did get done and have a final report. The first, I'll just go through the Section 2 amendments. The first one, we adopted the House amendment to add language to the retiree health insurance study to include looking at a sick leave to health insurance benefit conversion. This wasn't in the original study, and so there's people that thought this was something that would be worthwhile. We agreed to that. The next one, we adopted the Senate amendment, whereby we put in $10,000, and this was for a study on the potential law enforcement retirement system and changes and additions. As you recall, we kept each year since we set up that program, we get a new group that wants to join it, and so our thoughts was how many are there out there that may qualify, and let's find this out so we can start working it into our budget or a plan if we need to do that. That was adopted. The next amendment was the Senate amendment we adopted that put $400,000 general fund money into for a death benefit payment for Wyoming guardsmen killed in a war zone. Next amendment was adopted with the Senate amendment. We added $32,100 to the Attorney General's office for the domestic violence shelters. Next amendment was a Senate amendment, which we adopted. That had to do with the audits on the for educational services at the Wyoming Girls School. The next amendment was a Senate amendment that we did delete. It had to do with shifting of funds from the Department of Education budget on that had to do with quarterly employment surveys. We do know that they do different ones of these surveys, and we did get in on that one. The next amendment that we adopted was the House amendment, which reduced our position on the Game and Fish Vet Services, what had to do with the brucellosis funding. I talked with the Game and Fish director, and he told me that while they'd like to have the more positions, that they could live with this for the following year. We deleted the next amendment that was three amendments there that had to do with the money we put in for additional troopers. We deleted the House one that requested five more next year, and we adopted the amendments that each of us agreed to put in $600,000 for five troopers, and also we each had amendments there that we adopted that transferred the money to the highway fund rather than the general fund. We also adopted the Senate amendment, which is down there to second reading amendment number three, which added a footnote to the Department of Transportation to analyze revenue and expenses associated with license plates. As you recall, we discussed the cost and the income of the flat plate versus the embossed and embossed plates. The next amendment was deleted. It was a Senate amendment that had to do with the update of the database on the physicians engaged in practice, and we adopted the House amendment that basically done the same thing. I think on this one we had several that we had very similar amendments, but mainly the footnotes were a little different in the wording, and so what we done, we tried to figure out which was the best wording, and we went ahead and would adopt the one that had the best amendments or the best wording. We adopted the House amendments that in the Department of Health that had the Office of Medicaid that would use $10,000 of the existing funds to purchase additional cancer screening materials and provide them to Medicaid providers. We deleted the amendment that we put in that had $300,000 and a footnote for a problem that they had in Sweetwater County and had to do with matching funds, that if the counties would put it in, the information we're receiving that the county probably wasn't very enthused about this plan, so we did delete it. The next one is one that we deleted and amended, and that had to do with the assisted living waivers that we put in here on the House side, and after working with the Department of Health, they said that for less money that it could be accomplished and still fund 25 additional people, and so that cut down amount that we originally had agreed on, or that we had put in our budget. Cut it from 212, see the figures are here, it reduced the amount anyway from 259 to 162, and we were told that this would be sufficient funds to do the same thing. As we turn the page then on the second page of our cheat sheet, the first amendment was that we adopted was our amendment, which eliminated a little over $2 million from the Department of Family Services, from the tobacco funds. It had to do with a kind of community initiative, and we could not receive any really definite plans, so we thought it was better just to eliminate it. The House agreed with us. We added, in the next amendment, we adopted the one that would add $250,000 and a footnote for the LPN, Outreach Program Coordinators. The next one, we deleted the House amendment and amended it. This was the one where we did not have that on the floor, I don't believe here, but the State Land and Investment Board was wanting authority to invest more money in what they could do to purchase land and improvements. So there was a lot of discussion on this. The House had put in an amendment that would give them $8 million more authority. We agreed on that to go halfway, and so we'll give them a $4 million authority that they can use to purchase land and improvement if they so choose. We also deleted the next amendment, and this was the one that the House had put in $179,000 for weed control on state lands. Apparently there was just some local problem that had been identified, and we agreed to half of that amount so that if they had these specific problems, they could take care of them. So that was reduced to $80,000. The next amendment was a Senate amendment that we adopted. And it was for $149,000 general fund for faculty and residents compensation at the family practice centers. We also adopted the following amendment that was for $3,600 to reimburse the Wyoming All-State Marching Band expenses associated with the trip to the inaugural in Washington, D.C. As we move into the capital construction budgets, section 3, we both had an amendment there that gave $300,000 to the historic Governor Mansion Rehabilitation Project. We adopted the House version because we were told the language
was a little better, a little more understanding for what they wanted to do. Following the amendment is the one we put in. It was $2.7 million in the capital construction for schools that, because of a previous amendment, had been cut by the JACs. This contract had already been awarded, and so they went along with us and agreed to that amendment. The last amendment on capital construction was a footnote on Section 3 requiring the UW to evaluate and report on a parking structure in Laramie there at the campus. As we go to the Section 300 part, then we'll, the explanation will, a little broader, will also be in the other handout that shows the Joint Conference Committee report. It starts on page 3, and that report gives a little more details that you can look at. What I'm going to do is this kind of where the lawnmower came in that I'm talking about. Things have changed around a little bit in some sections, so I'm also going to change part of the explanation around. And we'll go and we'll try to follow, rather than follow the cheat sheet now, we'll reverse to this conference committee report and go to page 3 with the sections 300. And I think actually it's pretty much in reverse. Some of it in here anyway, parts of it anyway. The first one is Senate Amendment, Third Reading Amendment number 25, and it is also the top one on the cheat sheet. And it has, it was adopted, the amendment had to, or I mean the section had to do where we put in $5,000 to study for the University Energy Institute plan. As you go on down the page, you'll see line 32, and that next one has, I think I already explained that one. I got a little ahead of myself, perhaps. It had to do with the investment that I just told you that we changed from the 8 million down to 4 million. And also in there was line, page 32, line 4, which had to do with the weed control that we reduced to $80,000. The section 300 in there on the bottom of page 3, the top of page 4, is the budget balancer. And that figure right now is a little over $937 million. And of course, that can change a little bit because of our actions and the House actions the last week here on finalizing bills that are still out. But what it will do, it will get that figure to the correct balance that we'll need to pay the bill, leave $10 million in the general fund, and the rest then will go to the budget reserve fund. Let me skip right now on page 4, then the rest of that page, and we'll come back and do the flow of money, both profiled and unprofiled, here just in a few minutes. We'll go to page 5 and look at the tail coverage, the loan program. That is also on the third page of your cheat sheet, and it was our amendment was deleted and amended. And what we had done, we had left $1 million in that fund that we created last in the special session for doctors to apply for and use in a tail coverage program if they was losing their insurance. The information we received when we was working it here in January, that we could delete a little over $12 million of that and still get by. But since then, they had some, there was a deadline along, I forget the exact date, but early in the session there in January, and they had some more applications came in, and so they decided they needed, to be safe, they needed $1.5 million left in that fund. And so that's what this section does. It deleted our $12 million that we was taking out of that fund, and it's, and we put $500,000 back into that fund and only deleted 11.7. So they'd be sure to have enough money to cover all that program that we set up last year, last in the special session. Section 334 has to do with the appropriation that we both had till the, to the Frontier Prison in Rawlins. We deleted those and amended, whereby we kind of went halfway in between the two figures. The House had a little more money than we did. We, ours was a little more restrictive than theirs, and we ended up, part of it was for irrigation and repair on their irrigation system, and some was for plaster repair in the building. What the, we ended up doing was dividing that, and half the money goes to Carbon County Joint Powers Board, and half of it goes to just directly to Carbon County, because they have different responsibility, as we understood on the Frontier program. So we added a little bit more and divided the money where both of those projects could be taken care of. The next section is Section 335, which has to do with funding money to local governments. The House had added a amendment in there that took care of their House Bill 5, I believe it was, which we did not consider on the floor. So what we done, we went back, and that was in several sections. You'll see, there, it's all on that one page. There's, as you start at the top, we deleted, or we added the, we agreed to the $6,100,000. We deleted that, excuse me, get my notes here straight. We deleted that let me look right again. I got a whole bunch of figures here and I'm having a hard time keeping it straight. We approved the $6,100,000 for the road fund. We approved the next section two to the lie, which was the $15,325,000, exactly what the House had in their budget for the cities and towns. Then you drop down. We didn't do any changing. We agreed to their formula distribution. You go down a little over halfway to three little I, and we agreed to give $11,975,000 to counties and leave their distribution the same. What we did do on the next section four, they had a $7 million request. They had a $11 million request for funding to multi-lane highway. As that bill went through the House and Senate and passed with $7 million, we deleted that down to $4.1 million, where there will be $11 million in that fund for the multi-lane highway.
We also deleted completely the section that they appropriated $11 million to the Water 3 account. We have put $10 million here on the floor. We have transferred the $54 million. So that account has $64 million at this time. And the report we got, that was sufficient for the following year to start their planning and do their work. And we also removed the grant money that went to the SLIT board at 2.8 because we put in $28 million to the SLIT board for grant and reserved 10 of that for mineral impact areas. As you move to section 336 on page 7, it's long and maybe a little complicated, but I think the end result is not that different. As you know, there was a difference in philosophies on adding to the teachers and school staff salaries, whether it should be done before recalibration, which we are doing this following year, or whether it should be done after recalibration. I don't think there was any big disagreement that these people deserved increases in their salary, but it was just a matter of timing. What we worked out in this two-page amendment was a plan where we would give the district money for payments to those teachers and staff, and we called it a retention and recruitment bonus, with the idea that we want these good people we have working for us to continue for another year till we get done with recalibration. And the theory is that in recalibration, where we should make the decision on where we want the salary levels to be. So rather than get it done ahead of time and mix it up, we went this route. We also changed in talking with the attorneys that are working on the lawsuits and different things about that. We had it originally, it was set up for an FTE distribution. They had concerned about this, so we went and worked with them. I think both the chairman of the education committee worked with them, and they changed to an ADM, and that is in the second paragraph, about a third of the way down, where you'll see a $276.68 figure. But what that does, that amounts to, on the old plan that we're working on, a $1,600 a raise for the FTE that we had, the House had came up with a $2,000, and in the negotiations and talking, we all agreed at the $1,600, and that ends up that we're putting in, it's on page 8 near the bottom of the page, $22,736,000 for education in this budget bill. And this is strictly for the salary. Mr. President, I also might note that when we're discussing education within this budget, we have Senate File 47, which is a little over $44 million. Senate File 46, which is $735,000. The external cost adjustment, which amounts to $13.5 million. And then I just learned today when I was trying to balance figures that there's another $3 million addition in that program and budget because of the complication of that formula. Each year, as they get new figures, there's some adjustment made for the following years that relates back to the prior year figures. So that that is another $3 million. That's what I had to hunt for to find out why I wasn't coming up with the exact the same figure. This all totals about somewhere in the neighborhood of $84 million that we're giving to school districts, and this is besides our recalibration, what we give to the Department of Education, and some of these that doesn't go directly to the school districts. As you back up just a little bit to page 4, and it is also the first series of amendments in section 300 that has to do with our profile and our unprofiled money, our savings, and all the money in that area. Now, you also was handed out a flow chart, which I think may be a little easier to follow. And I know many of you will probably have questions on this sections, and other members of the conference committee will help when you get to those questions. Basically, what we done by following the flow chart, we started up there on the top, you can see that kind of in the center of the page with the COLEAP bonuses, and we divided that 50-50, 50 to the BRA, the BRA reserve account, 50 to the new legislative stabilization reserve account. Right now we just had $33 million and something. So you see the $216.7 million going each direction on that chart. As to drop straight down then, as that money that we're getting from COLEAP bonuses come in, we can't profile it at this time because it's not in the bank, but it's pretty well guaranteed that it will be coming in the next few months. As that come in, we divide that 50-50 the same way, half to the budget reserve account and half to the legislative stabilization reserve account. The one difference is, rather than staying in those two accounts, when the legislative stabilization reserve account gets to $85 million, then the amount over that will flow to the Wyoming Permanent Mineral Trust Fund. And you can see those figures. It's a 51, we're expected to be a $51 million over that figure that will flow in. Also, you can see up at top to get to the Permanent Wyoming Trust Fund what we're putting in savings. Again, way up in the right-hand corner, we have Senate File 25, which directs, which both of us have passed, the governor has signed, so that directs the $93 million to the fund. And also, in making our agreement with the House, we agreed to put $53 million from the BRA. So that goes into the permanent fund at $146.9 million within the budget bill, and then if everything goes as we're projecting, we'll have another $51 million that will go from the unprofiled flow as it fills up the legislative stabilization reserve account and flow into the permanent mineral fund. Also within that category, if you're looking back on the conference report on page 4, at the bottom half of the page, it does get a little confusing because we have several that look like we're putting in several different amounts, but it just has been repeated in that section 300. And what it does to get to that 51.3 million that I just said that we agreed to put in the count. We agreed to half of that to go in on June 30th, 2005. Within the current budget, we also have 25 million that we agreed to a year ago to go in there. So we agreed to add one half of this 53 million, and then 53 million, which brings that total to the 51,550, which will be deposited June 30th, 2005. And the same thing works again on June 30th, 2006. So that's where we get to that figure on the permanent fund. Now, Mr. President, I probably left out one, but I think I covered them all. There's some right that I skipped over that I gave in the conference report from the chief. So I'll check with members of my committee and see if I've left out something that I should have explained at this point.
Before we get into general discussion, are there any members of the committee that would like to add anything? Senator Cole.
Mr. President, I think the only thing we left out was the state retiree section to the chairman of appropriation.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President. Yes, we had a long debate on that, and as you know, we're having an ongoing study that has the one amendment in there we added that wasn't in the purview of the current committee, but we added in that one budget amendment. I think I mentioned whereby they would study the effect or look at converting leave that they build up into retirees insurance payment in the future. And the benefit behind that we wanted them to look at, that as they retire and we make payments, then we have to pay the FIFA and all those federal requirements. We have to deduct that, and the employee have to pay income tax on it. So why we wanted them, in part, one reason, to look at this, if there's some way that this can be converted to retiree insurance and help them out that way, where they could avoid, both the state and the individual could avoid some of those added deductions. Mr. President, if there's no other comments from other members of the conference committee, I think we'll be willing to take questions.
Any other comments from other members of the conference committee? Seeing none. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the question I have is the budget reserve account on the profiled flows. Is that account $131,701,924 like it is on the goldenrod up at the on the profiled flows? And then that would increase if we put the unprofiled flow numbers in there?
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, the 131 million is the total amount. That includes the 5% reserve, $75 million. And so when you subtract that out, we actually have the, I think it's 56 million left that's not line item for something special. But that 131 does include the $75 million. That's why we have such a thin gray line up here.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, and also, you'll recall that the profiled, and this is the 272, of the 272 million, the transfers from the school capital construction down to the budget reserve and the legislative stabilization. Only $33 million roughly of that is profiled, because that's all that's showed up yet. We cannot profile it till the money actually drops into that account. As time goes on, and we're anticipating the balance of that 272 will show up, and as soon as it does, it's got to actually fall into the account, into the school CapCon, then it flows half to the budget reserve, so we'll go up, the amount in the budget reserve will go up from $131 million, will go up to pick up that half of the 272 that's still out there unprofiled, and the other half will flow into the stabilization account. So 131 will increase, assuming that co-lease bonus money shows up, and probably it will, but we don't ever count it until it actually shows up.
Further discussion? Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make sure I understand this, because it appears to me that what we've done is we've balanced this budget based on unprofiled accounts. And if that money doesn't come in, then what happens? Because we're kind of betting on the come that these co-lease bonus monies are going to come in. And I'm just concerned about balancing the budget on unprofiled accounts.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, the budgeted balance on profiled funds, when you get looking at the other area where any of the flow goes through, they don't go there if the money doesn't come in. So on your chart, top chart on this part, and also, as you recall, as we talked through the years, seems like years since we came down here the first week in January, but we're spending roughly $472.3 million out of the general fund and the budget reserve account, somewhere in the neighborhood of 180 out of the school foundation fund. We're putting in 147 to the mineral trust savings account. When we consider the 5% and the $56 million we have left over, we add up to right around 950 or 55 million. And as you recall, we had just that, rightly that number, when you take the surplus in the school foundation program, added on to our $669 million. So where, if the profile money comes in, then that will be over where we're balanced. And any half of that then that goes to the one legislative reserve account, when it reaches $85 million, can go to the permanent fund.
Further discussion? Senator Sessions.
Mr. President, just two questions. One, did you ask someone, or do we feel like with the money, the coal lease bonus money that goes into the school CapCon account and then back out down into the permanent mental trust fund, were you assured that under the mandate we're under that will not affect our instructions that we will fund schools like it should be? Will there be any question of that being considered to be eroded? And the second question is, how does the defeat of the joint resolutions on the special legislative special reserve account, how does that play into the account that has been created down here? How valid? I mean, I'm sure it's probably valid, but tell me how it plays into that. Thank you.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, on the first part about the capital construction funding, I asked that question myself two or three times when we were working in this area, and the staff assured me that the funds was there for our capital construction program. We have a program that's already budgeted for, I think it's a five-year plan, and they
They said that we had no problem with that. I asked because if I wanted to make sure we didn't do something that we jeopardized our position that we was working for, to make sure the courts understood that we had plenty of money, and the staff assured me that we were in good shape. Mr. President, I'd like the senator to repeat her second question. I don't believe I can do that.
Senator Sessions, your second question.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if this is the right time to discuss that, but or Mr. President, excuse me, but the legislative special reserve account, I know that the two joint resolutions are no longer alive, and I just wonder how that plays into that account and what kinds of laws relate to that account. I mean, what kind of restrictions, are they still in place, or how does that all play together? Thank you.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President. As I understand it, the difference is that, of course, we can create any type of account we want to, and we can also set the limit if we want to set a three-quarter vote, two-thirds, whatever we so choose to take it out. The only difference that I see it by not going to a constitutional amendment, well, therefore, we can also change that any time in the future. As I understand it, you can, one time we can change that and then go back to just the majority and go out. So it's, the only difference is it just doesn't have as much protection as that we had set it up for to make sure if it had gone to a vote and the people would have approved it.
Basically, if I may, Mr. Chairman, you will note that House Bill 25 is on third reading today. That is the bill that creates a special reserve account. However, both joint resolutions are dead, which would require the people to vote on the two-thirds issue. Further discussion on the Senator Scott.
Now, Mr. Chairman, a couple three things actually. One comment on the footnote that was taken off that where we shifted 30,000 out of two different places and funded the health benefit study. That was my amendment. I have no problem with doing that. After the amendment passed here, the two departments got together and came to me and said, gee, if you'll just leave us alone, we can find a way to get this information, which is important, through manipulating our federal funds. And so that took care of the need for that. So, Mr. Chairman, that deletion is just fine. Mr. Chairman, I had two questions. One, I didn't understand what was said about the footnote on the studying the University of Wyoming Energy Institute proposal, which I think was on here in the Senate, as I recall. What was the status of that? I simply didn't understand the explanation on that. Second, Mr. President, as I do the quick math on the profile forms, I was trying to figure out, it looks like we've got just under $150 million is going to go into the permanent fund, and then we will have reserves above the auditor's $75 million of 56 in the budget reserve account, and 16.7 in the special legislative account, for a total of about $73 million. If we're right on all the COLE's bonus amounts, that looks to me like it goes up to just under $200 million, the permanent fund, and $141 million in spendable reserves in those other two accounts. Is that a correct understanding of the situation with regard to permanent mineral trust fund and spendable reserves?
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, let me try and answer the question about what's there in reserves. Actually, between your general fund and your budget reserve, there will be a total of $131 million available, and quite frankly, that's spendable money. I mean, you can get right to it or whatever. The statutory reserve is about $73 million, given the size of our budget. If, and that's profiled money, that's money in, that we, for all practical purposes, we have. If those coal lease bonuses continue to come in as projected, that amount will go up by the $136 million. I mean, that's what, that'll be budget reserves share of the $272 million. But that's, other than the $16 million we've seen so far, that doesn't show up in the profile. So it's, we've exceeded the statutory reserve, and which is included in the $131 million between general fund and budget reserve account, which is all spendable carryover. I hope that answers your question.
Mr. Vice President. Mr. Chairman, if you notice, you know, when I run out the door, all of a sudden I got gained knowledge. And Mr. Chairman, the senator is absolutely right in this case. Further discussion. Senator Scott.
Okay. Mr. President, I still do have the question of what happened to that University of Wyoming energy study.
Mr. Vice President.
Mr. President, we did adopt that. It's on the third page right on the top where we adopted that amendment, second reading amendment 25. So it's still in the budget.
Further discussion on the Joint Conference Committee report. Any further discussion? Hearing none. The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 1. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geist?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on message on Senate File Number 1. We are now going to do governor's appointments, confirmation. We're at that order of business, Senate confirmation of governor appointments. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into executive session.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion is approved. Will the reading clerk please read the entire list of nominees?
State Engineer Pat Terrell. Director, Department of Transportation, John Cox. State Board of Equalization, Thomas Roberts. State Geologist, Ronald Serdam, Ph.D. Public Service Commission, Kathleen Cindy Lewis. State Inspector of Mines, Don Stauffenberg. Aeronautics Commission, Jerry Delano. Charles Kassir, Ph.D. Jeffrey Rose. Board of Agriculture, David Graham. Glenn Jean Hardy. James Mickelson. Board of Barber Examiners, Robert Anderson Sr. Wyoming Business Council, Richard Asherman, Pat Brough, Gus Fleischley, Michael Kometz, Ph.D., Wendy McCroskey, and D. Frank Mendocino. Children's Trust Fund Board, Rachel Shatterdon, Carol Spate, Donald Bryant, Lois Distad. A Wyoming Community College Commission, Donald Bryant, Lois Distad, Jack States, Ph.D. Board of Dental Examiners, Nick Tikaris Boschus, Mark O'Farrell, DDS. Board of Education, Bill Anthony, Melvin Baldwin. Doctor of Education, Sandra Barton, Dana Mantavigia, Jan Torres. Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission, Lim Budengarten, Dave Frudenthal, Bill Hawks, Bern Hinckley, Tom Strook, H.A. True III, Peter Wold, Environmental Quality Council, Dennis Bowl, John Morris, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, Clark Allen, Ronald Jerry Gallus, Clifford Kirk, Geological Survey Board, Christopher Mullen, Industrial Siding Council, Dave Dunham, Sandra Meyer, Sean Warner, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, Mike Easley, Bryce Freeman, Donald O.C., James Tarpey, Kyle White, Board of Insurance Agent Examiners, Richard Betcher Jr., Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Bonnie Cole, D. Scott Nickerson, M.D., Daniel Vickovich, Wyoming Livestock Board, Robert Orchard, Fred Wilson, Board of Medicine, James Anderson, M.D., Raymond Johnson, PAC, Diane Noton, M.D., Carolyn Walton, Mental Health Professions Licensing Board, Lewis Farley, Ph.D., State Mining Council, Randall Banning, Gary Gomez, Timothy Musbach, Jerome Neary, Donald Stauffenberg, Natural Gas Pipeline Authority, Mark Dolger, PG, Duane Zavadil, Occupational Health and Safety Commission, J. Raymond McPherson, David Vaughn, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Donald Basco, Board of Outfitters and Professional Guides, Monty Horst, Harold Turner, Michael Yardis, Paramutual Commission, Patrick Sheehan, Parks and Cultural Resources Commission, A. Dudley Gardner, Ph.D., Board of Parole, Melvin Hamilton, Karen Heeran, James Wiesbeck, Board of Pharmacy, Robert Rick Davis II, M.D., John R. McPherson, DDS, Gary Norwood, DVM, Mary Walker, Board of Psychology, Janet Ashier, Mark Watt, Ph.D., J.D., Real Estate Commission, James Edworth II, Paula Hunker, Wyoming Retirement System Board, James Applegate, Carol Jensen, William Marty Kelsey, Danny Romero, State Telecommunications Council, Michael Hawk, Ph.D., James Tim Monroe, Matthew Rodowski, James Woody, Wyoming Transportation Committee, Susan Darzel, Greg Gillen, Charles Monk, Unemployment Insurance Commissioner, Rose Mosby, Board of Trustees, University of Wyoming, Charles Brown III, Taylor Haynes, M.D., Warren Lauer, David Palmley, Board of Veterinary Medicine, Melvin Fillerup, DVM, Stephen Gross, DVM, Dwayne Oldham, DVM, Water Develop Commission, A. Lee Arrington, Floyd Field, George Jost, William Jeb Stewart, and Robert Yemington.
Will the reading clerk please read the committee confirmation recommendations?
Senate Confirmation Report, February 28, 2005. Mr. President, your Committee Number 1 Judiciary, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Melvin Hamilton, Board of Parole, to which he was nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that he be confirmed. I, Senators Burns, DeCaria, Ross, Session, and Haynes, Chairman.
Read all of them, yes.
All right. Committee Number 3, Revenue, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation of by the Wyoming Senate of Thomas Roberts, Board of Equalization, to which he was nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that he be confirmed. I, Senators Ullman, Cooper, Hawks, Mockler, and Peck, Chairman. Committee Number 5, Agricultural Public Lands and Water Resources, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: William Jeb Stewart, Water Development Commission; Pat Terrell, Wyoming State Engineer, to which they were nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. I, Senators Johnson, Meyer, Northrop, and Geis, Chairman, excuse Senator Vasey. Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: Clark Allen, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission; Ronald Jerry Gallus, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission; Clifford Kirk, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, to which they were nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with recommendation that be confirmed, that they be confirmed. I, Senators Massey, Ross, Don Flater, Senator Burns, Chairman, excuse Senator Cooper. Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Kathleen Cindy Lewis, Commissioner, Public Service Commission, to which she was nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that she be confirmed. I, Senators Johnson, Scott, Senator Meyer, Chairman, excuse Senator Haynes and Mockler. Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivision, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of Michael Hawk, Ph.D., State Telecommunications Counsel, to which he was nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with recommendation that he be confirmed. I, Senators Haynes, Johnson, and Scott, Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senator Mockler, excused. Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, which conducted a hearing on the issues of the confirmation by Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: Colonel John Cox, Director, Wyoming Department of Transportation; Charles Kassir, Ph.D., Aeronautics Commission; Jeffrey Rose, Aeronautics Commission; Susan Darzall, Wyoming Transportation Commission; Greg Gillen, Wyoming Transportation Commission; Charles Monk, Wyoming Transportation Commission, to which they were nominated by the Governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with recommendation that they be confirmed. I, Senators Boggs, Geis, Northrop, and Flatron, Senator Barrasso, Chairman. Committee Number 9, Business, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, which conducted a hearing on the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: Ronald Serdam, Ph.D., State Geologist; Richard Asherman, Wyoming Business Counsel; Pat Brohl, Wyoming Business Counsel; Dennis Bowl, Environmental Quality Counsel; Dwayne Vickovich, Natural Gas Pipeline Authority, to which they were nominated by the governor, especially reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. Aye, Senators Cole, Jennings, and Townsend, Senator Hawks, Chairman, Senator Vasey, excused. Committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, which conducted a hearing on the issue of the confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: Wendy McCroskey, Wyoming Business Council; Sandra Myers, Wyoming Industrial Siting Council; Gary Gomez, State Mining Council; Jerome Neary, State Mining Council, to which they were nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with recommendation that they be confirmed. Aye, Senators Jennings, Townsend, Casey, and Cole, Acting Chairman, excuse Senator Hawks. Committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, which discussed the issue of confirmation by the Wyoming Senate of the following individuals: Gus Fleischley, Wyoming Business Council; Michael Kementz, Ph.D., Wyoming Business Council; V. Frank Mendocino, Wyoming Business Council; Lynn Boomgarden, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; Dave Frudenthal, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; Bill Hawks, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; Bern Hinckley, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; Tom Strzok, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; H.A. True III, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; Peter Wold, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission; John Morris, Environmental Quality Council; Christopher Mullen, Geological Survey Board; Dave Dunham, Industrial Siting Council; Sean Warner, Industrial Siting Council; Mike Easley, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority; Bryce Freeman, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority; Donald O'Shea, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority; James Tarpey, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority; Kyle White, Wyoming Infrastructure Authority; Randall Banning, State Mining Council; Timothy Mushbaugh, State Mining Council; Donald Stauffenberg, State Mining Council; Mark Dolger, PG, Natural Gas Pipeline Authority; Donald Basco, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, to which they were nominated by the governor, respectfully reports to the Senate with the recommendation that they be confirmed. Aye, Senators Jennings, Townsend, and Senator Hawks, Chairman, excuse Senator Cole and Vasey.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of the consent list, which consists of all governor appointments as read in.
Does any member of the Senate wish to remove any names from the consent list, which consists of all those names just read? Does any member wish any name removed? Seeing none, the Chief Clerk will please call the roll on the consent list.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso? Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Case? Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Case? Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, the consent list consisting of the names previously read in has been adopted. Messages from the House.
Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I think we've got to get out of executive session, which we were in. And I would move that the Senate dissolve itself out of executive session.
You are correct. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is out of executive session. Motion is approved. Messages from the House.
February the 25th, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 496. Conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 18. The House conferees are Representative Hagman, Chairman, Representatives Brown and Davison. From the House of Representatives, message number 497, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 293. The House conferees are Representative Harvey, Chairman, Representative Brechtel, and Representative White. From the House of Representatives, message number 495, Committee of the Whole indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 133, Immunization Administration by Pharmacists. Ayes 24, noes 27, excused 9. The bill has been indefinitely postponed. From the House of Representatives, message number 498, third reading failed. Mr. President, a motion to reconsider the third reading vote having passed, the bill listed below failed to pass the House third reading by the vote indicated. Senate Joint Resolution number 2, State Special Reserve Account 2, ayes 34, noes 22, excused 4. From the House of Representatives, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 186, Uniform Athletic Agents Act, ayes 58, noes 2, noes 0, excused 2. House Bill number 114, Pharmacists, ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. House Bill number 148, Veterans Memorial Museum and National Guard Artifact Support, ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. Concurrence passed. The House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 189, Veterans Home Study, ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. House Bill number 327, Drought Relief, Horse Creek Conservation District, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. And House Bill 349, Temporary Guardianship for Children, ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. Joint from the House of Representatives, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File number 129, Crimes and Offenses, Voyeurism. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. Senate File 129, Joint Conference Committee 1, adopt the following House member amendments. I don't think I need that. Okay, that goes with that. All right. House of Representatives, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 165, Open Meeting Law. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 16, excused 2. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. President,
Senator Coe.
May I privilege the floor?
You may, Senator Coe.
Mr. President, the Chairman of Appropriations handed out this chart here. I just had handed out a new extension of everything that has happened on teacher salaries that I got from staff, and I would draw your attention to page 2 on it, that you can all find your favorite district and see how the whole thing equates out. As you can see on this first page that the Chairman handed out, the benefit for salaries, as everything we've done here, is just under $70 million. And if you go to this chart here, you'll see how it equates out the differences with the estimated teacher average salary with what the efforts we did here, the total increase in the whole thing. So draw your attention to that, because it does break it down district by district. You can all find your favorite district and see how we treated you.
Thank you, Senator Coe. Concurrence requests. Senator Boggs, are you ready on message number 489? For Senate File 99. Reading clerk will read in message 489.
February the 25th, 2005, from the House of Representatives, message number 489, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 99, Nursing Loan Program Amendment. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, no 0, excused 4. Patricia L. Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Boggs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move concurrence with message number 489, which is Senate File 99, Nursing Loan Program Amendments. And Mr. Chairman, I ask that the body vote aye. Although this amendment looks and is very long, it does one thing only, and that is it transfers the administrative responsibility for the administration of the Wyoming Investment and Nursing Program to the Community College Commission. In reality, Mr. President, this is not a change. This is something that already happens. The Wyoming Higher Education Assistance Authority does not have any staff, and as a consequence, the Wyoming Community College Commission has been administering this program since its inception, and this is merely a reflection of what is in existence at this point in time. So again, Mr. President, I would ask that the body do concur and that it do vote aye.
Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 99, message number 489, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Peck?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
President Larson?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 99, message number 489. We have two joint conference committee reports. Senator Barrasso, are you ready with reference message 378, Senate File 14?
Mr. President.
I would ask the reading clerk to read in message number 378.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 14, Graduated Driver's License, reference House message number 378. Signing for the House, Representatives Berger, Edwards, and Latta. Signing for the Senate, Senators Barrasso, Anderson, and Meyer.
Senator Barrasso.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move we do concur and vote yes on the amendments and the changes to Senate File 14, which is the graduated driver's license. As you remember, Mr. President, we did not concur with the House because they increased the number of passengers from 1 to 3, and there were a couple of other issues that were changed. One is that if we did suspend someone's license, they had an amendment that would not allow this to be turned into insurance. And then they offered another option on driver's education so that young drivers who took driver's education would be able to get their full license after just 6 months with the intermediate permit. The conference committee met. We've gotten the number of passengers back down to the Senate version, which is one passenger per car. We did leave in the House amendment about insurance reporting. And in terms of driver's education, we now will allow a full license at 6 months. Since some schools don't offer driver's education, we further amended it to allow for a certificate from a driving instructor. So we feel this is a significant improvement, and we move that you do concur.
Motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report number 378, reference Senate File 14. Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call a roll.
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Barrasso?
Aye.
Boggs?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Geis? Haynes?
Aye.
Hawks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Peck,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Larson,
aye.
Closing vote, closing. Vote closed, 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report on message number 378 was pertaining to Senate File 14. Senator Meyer, are you ready with reference Senate message number 338?
Yes, Mr. President.
The reading clerk will read in message 338.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 165, Open Meeting Laws, reference Senate message number 338. Signing for the House, Representatives Simpson, Lubnow, and Powers. Signing for the Senate, Senators Myers, Ross, and Vasey.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report, message number 338 to House Bill 165. Mr. President, we worked this once, but we made a mistake, and that mistake was that we did not abide by the Senate wishes in respect to page 2, lines 4 through 6, where the Senate had that deleted entirely. The first message did not have that language in there. We caught that, went back, we put that language back in the message, and now it's as close to what we had from the Senate as I think we can expect. And I would ask the body to vote aye.
Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion?
Probably continue to vote no.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report number 338, reference House Bill 165, and the chief clerk will call a roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Barrasso.
Aye.
Boggs.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Haynes.
Aye.
Fox.
No.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Peck.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
No.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
No.
Vasey.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
No.
President Larson?
No.
Closing.
Go ahead.
Cooper? Aye to no. Mockler? Aye to no. Jennings? Aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 17 ayes, 13 noes.
I guess I should ask him to vote no.
By your vote? You have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 338 with reference House Bill 165.
I never liked that bill to start with.
I'm not doing it. Enroll back. So I'm going to look at in order that we can control the flow of business a little more, I'm going to that point of business of signing of enrolled acts. Enrolled Joint Resolution 1, House of Representatives.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1, being original House Joint Resolution Number 11, a joint resolution requesting Congress to recognize past local expenditures as the local funding match for a flood control feasibility study in the Bear River Basin.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1 pertaining to House original House Joint Resolution Number 11. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 102.
House Enrolled Act Number 102, being original House Bill 38, an act relating to the Wyoming Professional Assistance Program.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 102, being original House Bill 38. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 101.
House Enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill Number 45, an act relating to counties.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 101, being original House Bill 45. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 100.
House Enrolled Act Number 100, being original House Bill Number 205, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 100, being original House Bill 205. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 99.
House Enrolled Act Number 99, being original House Bill 338, an act relating to the Department of Health.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 99, being original House Bill 338. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 98.
House Enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill Number 341, and Act relating to county sheriffs.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 98, being original House Bill 341. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 97.
House Enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill Number 171, and Act relating to Homeland Security.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 97, being original House Bill 171. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 96.
House Enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill 300, and Act relating to rights in real property.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 96, being original House Bill 300. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 95.
House Enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill Number 225, an act relating to motor vehicle franchises.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 95, being original House Bill 225. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 94.
House Enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill 194, an act relating to pharmaceutical drugs.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 94, being original House Bill 194. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 93.
House Enrolled Act Number 93, being original House Bill 91, an act relating to catering permits for alcoholic beverages.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 93, being original House Bill 91. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 92.
House Enrolled Act Number 92, being original House Bill Number 107, and act relating to health care.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 92, being original House Bill 107. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 87.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 87, being original Senate File 173, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 87, being original Senate File 173. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 64.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 85, being original Senate File 64, an act relating to correctional officers.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 85, being original Senate File 64. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 132.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 86, being original Senate File 132, an act relating to the Wyoming Criminal History Record Act.
Correction again. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 86, being original Senate File 132. I have so signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any announcements? Senator Sessions.
Mr. President, just a quick caucus for the Senate Democrats up in the office. Thank you. No.
Senator Geis.
Select water meeting at 1 o'clock up in S-15.
Senator Peck.
Mr. President, reminder to the Select Committee on Tribal Relations, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in S-16 for interim topics.
Senator Hines.
Mr. President, the Joint Appropriations Committee will meet to discuss interim topics tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in room 204. And Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. President, I'd just like to take this opportunity to publicly thank the Conference Committee on the JAC and the full committee on JAC that we've done a lot of work the last 2 months, and certainly appreciated all their help. That certainly cooperated and helped me a lot, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hines. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, your Management Audit Committee will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, March 1st, upon adjournment in room 302 in this building.
Any further announcements? After hearing you speak, Senator Barrasso, I think the old adage of doctor, heal thyself would be appropriate at this time. The motion is that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is in recess until 2 p.m.